Hey everybody, welcome. This is episode number 9 of the Silver Stumps podcast, and thank you very much for tuning in. If you are a regular listener, make sure you've hit that subscribe button so it drops into your inbox, your podcast inbox every time, and do leave us a rating or review because we keep going up and down the charts. So the more reviews we get, the more we're going to go up that chart. So Grant, who have we got lined up for this episode?
Well, this week, Trev, we've got the 60s first 11 competition organizer all the way from sunny Warwickshire, Mr. Dave Murphy, Murph as they call him. He's all over the new groups. He's going to talk about the thinking behind it, how the formats are going to work, phase 1 phase 2. It's a must listen.
Great stuff. Well, I'm very interested in this because, as you know, I'm a bit of a data analyst. I do all the stats for us as well. And I've been trying to work out how the phase two section is going to work. So I'm really intrigued to listen to this episode and know all about that. And have we heard from Ron recently at all?
Ron, well, I know he's busy organising a load of walks. I don't think he's in the house. He's walking every other day. Have you got any idea when and where, Trev?
So this is going out on the 16th, so that's a week before the season starts. On Saturday the 20th, the Devon Seniors Walk, Bovey Tracy CC apparently is going on. And then on the Monday, the 22nd, Surrey Seniors have got their second walk going on, so that's all good. That's at Horsley CC. And then in May, Essex have got one lined up. So, and I think that might be their second walk as well. So yeah, we'll have to catch up with Ron and then we can give a shout out to those counties who've got something organised and chase up the ones who haven't.
Oh, no, don't come looking at me, Trev.
Right, should we go over and say hello to Dave?
Well, everybody, today we're really looking forward to a great show. The season's just around the corner. And to help us understand these new exciting divisions, everybody playing seniors cricket's probably going to be going to some new venues, playing some new teams. To help us understand that, please welcome the 60 First 11 competition organiser, Mr. Dave Murphy. Welcome, Dave.
Morning, Grant.
Bless you. Thank you for making it here today from deepest Warwickshire. Have you done any netting yet?
We've done a lot of indoor nets. I'm afraid outdoors we're still paddling. Warwickshire's been very badly hit. But I think that's the story across the country.
Yeah, are you hopeful of being ready for the first game? April 23rd, I think, we're all hoping to kick off.
I think it's more optimism rather than expectation. From most of the clubs we're contacting to arrange our games, they're all having the same issues. We've got a game booked, obviously, for the 23rd, but we're waiting on, groundsmen. They don't like anyone playing on their pitches at the best of times, but when it's wet and they're going to damage three, yeah, so we might be struggle for the 23rd.
Me and Trev, we're amazingly optimistic. We think we're going to need our helmets on April 23rd, and there's going to be plenty of carry and loads.
I'd look
of
for shin pads.
So I can remember, Dave. Let's go back in time here to late November. It's the it's the AGM. I think we're all at Kidderminster, aren't we? For that group, all the counties came together, and I remember you saying at that meeting that there was a real groundswell of people, opinion, that they wanted more cricket. Senior players, over 60s, over 70s, wanted to play more cricket, particularly in those lovely months of July and August. And you, as a committee, were going to try and come up with a new mechanism, a new way in which you could address that and build a structure that would provide basically a full season of cricket from late April right through to the end of August. You went away and you seem to have come up with something, Dave, amazingly, that satisfies that. Do you want to just talk us through how that came about and how it looks?
Yeah, no problem. We as a committee were initially tasked with having more games, as you say, with most counties still actively playing and being involved in the competitions through August, and also being mindful of travelling distances for matches. Now, in the first instance at the AGM, the idea was that the 33 counties in the 60s first 11 will be split into four regional groups, three of eight and one of nine, and the groups would be north, south, east and west. And after informal discussion at the AGM, this was developed. However, when the counties received the draft breakdown of the groups and the fixtures, several counties on the extremes of the groups realised the distances that they would be involved in travelling. Right. And so some even stated they would have to withdraw from the championship should the four groups idea be adopted. So the committee had a rethink, and the 60s first 11 was amended to six groups, three groups of six and three groups of five, and the groups regionalised to Midlands, North, East, South East, South West, and South East Midlands. So those groups are the phase one groups. And the phase one groups play each other, home and away, starting 23rd of April, hopefully, and finishing on the 25th of June. And then there is a 1 week where, being the 2nd of July, for any replays. So there's every chance the 23rd of April game will all switch to the 2nd of July, because it will be decided by the competition organiser, the order of which games have been cancelled as to which ones get replayed.
So the first ones cancelled are the first ones replayed.
There's only one replay week, and it would be in the order. And it's like I say, very likely the majority of the games scheduled for the 23rd of April will switch be those games replayed on the 2nd of July. So at that point then, we've reached the phase one stage, and it's then going to be the top two of each of those groups will play in the cup competition. Teams finishing third and fourth will play in the VARs, and teams finishing fifth and sixth will play in the bowl.
Right, right.
And again, to keep the travelling down, that again will be regionalised so that we have Group A, which will consist of the teams qualifying from the Midlands, the North, and the East, and Group B will be those teams qualifying from South East, South West, and South East Midlands. So the three competitions then, the Cup, the Bowl, and the VARs, will all be decided in that way. The semi-finals will then be winner of Group A, runner-up Group B, and winner of Group B plays runner-up in Group A. So those are the semi-finals scheduled for the 3rd of September, and the 10th of September will be the scheduled date for the final. So every team will be playing up to and including the 27th of August. So we achieved that. We've achieved the number of games, and hopefully, we've been mindful of the distances to travel. It's a national competition, and I think everyone has to realise there's every chance you may have a situation where you've got a long trip, but it will be less than the original format would have been of four groups.
So, Dave, the bit I just wanted to get clarification over then, in phase two, so you've got six teams in the Group A, six teams in Group B, and they're going to play eight matches in total. So how do you get eight matches? You're obviously playing some teams home and away. Yeah. How does that work then?
That's a good point, Trevor. You don't play the team from your own group.
You only play those
from the other group.
Right. So you'll play the other... So if
play the others.
In my example, and I'm in the Southwest, so we'll be in the... If we get through wherever... We'll play the two teams in the Southeast Midlands and the two teams in the Southeast, home and away, in that phase two.
Correct.
Yeah. So, Trev, you could be playing us at Northamptonshire.
That's right, yes.
We've got to go all the way down to Cornwall, Dave.
But it might only be once. Cornwall always have a lot of travelling because, they're all on the extreme. But, it's not the worst place to go.
No, I'm hoping Trev will put me up.
Well, what we tend to find in our group, because we play people like Wales in our group, you know, that you know, they try and organise a couple of days away, as we have done many times, you know, so it does work from that basis. So, so what's going to happen, Dave, in phase two? How is it going to be decided if the weather gets in the way of phase two? I understand how that works in phase one with average points. Will the same rules apply in phase two? So let's say of those eight matches, you lose three of them to the weather for whatever reason. How's it going to decide who's going to end up being top?
Yeah, it'll be on the average points as in the first phase. And that's the way we've played for the last few years now and based it on average points. And thankfully, it does seem to work. And the sides finish in their relative and correct positions. Yeah, we've not had a problem so far, but the weather's
And am I right in thinking also that if your match is completely cancelled or indeed abandoned, then that it doesn't count towards the average points?
Correct. Absolutely, yeah. It doesn't get included in the calculations.
And this also applies, I understand, to the over 60s second 11 competition, where you're doing a similar thing. There's 30 teams in that, so five groups of six. So does that work in a similar way?
Yeah, what we've got in the 60s second 11 is initially five groups of six counties, and they will play, that's East, the Midlands, the North, the South, and the Southwest. And again, they play each other home and away, and they then have 2 weeks at the end of their phase one for any replays. And then we then resort to phase two, which is now six groups of five teams. Now that is going to be a little bit more difficult in determining who's in what, because you'll have three winners of groups and two runners up.
Right.
And in the other group, it'll be three second 11, runners up and two winners.
Right.
And we'll have to decide that again by looking at who's qualified in the various competitions for the cup, the vase and the bowl, and doing it geographically, trying as best we can so that you don't have a team from your own group. And you only play four games, which is two home and two away.
Right.
Which again, we will publish that when we know who's in it and whatever, but everyone will get two home, two away, and they'll play four games. And then the teams that win the groups and runners-up in those groups will then play the semi-finals on the 3rd of September.
Right.
With the finals again following on the 10th. So we know we're going to be challenged with that, and we'll have very little time to sort it out, but we can't predetermine, of course, who's going to be top and third, fourth, fifth, or whatever it might be. But Derek Sheldon, myself, Len Attard, and Jeff Beale, we'll get our heads together and somehow
You've got some top men as competition organisers, and you'll probably need them, Dave, to manage all the intricacies and everything.
It took some time, you know, getting to the format that we came up with, and I know it's, you know, normally it's deemed to be a quiet time, the winter, but I can assure you, Derek and myself and Len and Jeff spent a lot of time trying to put it all together and coming up with what we thought would be seen as being the problems and the issues. But, you know, so far it's been well received. So I think some, you know, will welcome the opportunity of listening to this, because, of course, it's the phase two. We've had more queries on asking who they're playing and where. And we're saying, well, we'll tell you when we know.
Whatever you do, Dave, you're never going to please all the people all the time. No, but it seems as though you've achieved your objectives, which is to keep people playing right to the end of August and ultimately, weather permitting, giving them more matches than they used to.
Well, if I'm sure Grant won't mind me saying, but Northants are one of the problem counties because we have 33 counties in the first 11s and we have 30 in the second 11s. And Northants are one of those with only one side. So when Northants said, when will we be playing at home? We said, well, you'll have to reserve every week because the firsts who've got seconds as well, we said, well, one of you will be at home and one of you will be away. So you can guarantee you'll have a game. Northants will be booking three games that they won't need to play. But that's the same of the other couple of counties that only have the one site. Otherwise, we've told everyone, for all those games in phase two, we'll try and work it so that one, the first will be at home and the second's away and vice versa.
Great,
so yeah, very good. I see what you mean there. we'll have to do it on the hoof.
Absolutely, and get another team.
Wow, funny you should say that. We're hard at work, Dave.
Excellent.
And, we've got like a team and a half at the moment, so okay. we're getting there.
Yeah, good.
So Dave, the third 11, the over 60s third 11, over 60s fourth 11, yep. Unchanged from what they were.
No, it has changed because last time we had 16 teams, nice and easy, two groups of eight.
Right,
regionalised.
This is the over 60s third 11, yeah? Over 60s third 11.
This is 60s third 11. Yeah. And then we've got another side. So we've now got 17,
right,
which is, of course, a very awkward number. And to give everyone as much as possible, we're playing it on a matrix format, which was used the last couple of years for the 70s first 11. So you will play as a third 11, 12 games. And from there, we'll determine again the top eight and the sort of bottom nine. And that will be then a cup and a vase on a knockout basis.
Okay.
So that'll extend their season to the end of August.
And obviously, if there's 17 in the table, Dave, and you're playing 12 matches, yeah, you're not going to play four counties. So will that be determined by travel? Who you don't play?
It will be, yeah. It's going to be regionalised. You'll play, you know, some sides twice, but it will be back again to average as to where you finish.
Because am I right in thinking Wales have got two teams in the third 11 competition?
They have. And again, we've been encouraging Wales for some time to have Glamorgan as one side and the rest of Wales as another, but they can't make it work in that way.
Okay.
So what we've said is, well, if you have two third 11s, once a player has played for one of those third 11s, then that's the side he will play for the rest of the season.
Okay.
But if that player then, obviously, through form or selection, moves up to the second 11, that's perfectly fine. You know, they'll be eligible to play for the seconds or the firsts. But when they drop back down again, should they drop back down, they can only play for the side they've already played. So it'll be a Wales A and a Wales B, and they're going to cooperate with us in making sure that once a player's been picked, that's it. They can't play for the other Welsh side.
And you've got seven teams in the fourth 11. I think this looks a bit more straightforward. Yep. 12 matches playing all the others home and away. Is that right?
That's it. And then it goes to a knockout competition just to extend the season.
So that's the 60s covered, Dave. So we ought to mention the 70s. So 70s first 11 got 25 counties taking part. They're all getting 12 matches, I understand, from the 2nd of May to the 25th of July. So is that, how's that work with 25? Is that split regionally? How's that going to work?
It's actually done on a matrix format where the counties play each other home and away, but not all the counties. It's regionalised, but it's done in that way, and then we end up with the top sides, the middle sides, and the bottom sides playing cup, vase, and bowl. And that was the same format as last year.
Great, because I noticed some of the counties merge, don't they? Cambridgeshire, Huntingdonshire, Lincolnshire, yeah, and the Ridings. Staffordshire and Derbyshire for a 70s side. So, but does it feel as though the 70s is still growing?
Again, they're encouraged to start by pairing up. But the idea is that after 2 years, we'd like them then to identify as their separate county.
Right.
So they're on a. It's really just to get them up and running to start with, and then they split to their individual counties again. And that way, of course, it extends the numbers.
And as we've mentioned, I think already there's five teams in the 70s second 11 playing each other four times, 16 matches. So fantastic all round.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, that's been really great. I'll just check in a second or two if Grant's got any final questions for you on this structure. But I've got a quiz question for you, Dave, because you're the man behind this. So I've worked out that if your county plays every single game of all the groups, so in other words, you are in the 60s, you're in a group of six, you will play 72 matches. Now, there are five counties who are playing in every single of the six competitions at 60s and 70s level, but there's only one that actually is going to play 72 games. So it's going to be one of Hertfordshire, Essex, Kent, Surrey or Sussex. So do you know the answer to the question, Dave? GT suggested I quiz you on this.
My answer off the top of my head would be Hearts.
Yes!
Well done, Dave. Well done.
Yep. So, yeah, Dave, so the answer is Hertfordshire. Well done. Now, Hertfordshire had a pretty good year last year, didn't they, in 2023?
They did. They actually made four of the finals. They won the 70s first 11 Vars, but they were runners-up in the first 11 Cup. Again, the second 11 Cup, and I think it was the third 11 Vars. So, yeah, a very, very strong and very successful county.
Well, thank you very much, Dave, for putting them in our group. So we're really looking forward at Northamptonshire to travelling down and getting a good duffing up from Hertfordshire. Brilliant.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it, Grant.
There we go. Well, Grant, is that all loud and clear for you? Are you fully understanding? You know you've got to get a second 11, but... Oh,
yeah. I've got to tell you, I'm coming away from this feeling a bit under pressure. I've got to go back to the skipper. We're having a curry before the season starts. Anybody who listens to this will be saying, GT, did you promise a second team? So we'll see what we can do. I just want to say, Dave, on behalf of all the players playing at 60s and 70s in whatever division, that you and your colleagues on the management committee have done a great job, a very tricky job. You've got loads to manage and balance, new teams coming in. You've got a load of odd numbers, haven't you? Load of odd numbers in divisions, you know, making your life more complicated. And I think you've come up with a really clever solution that answers the original question about, you know, can we get more cricket? Can we extend the season? I'm just thinking, I was one of those that wanted more cricket, but I got a feeling by the end of July, I'll be saying, I've had enough. You know, how many more games? So we're all going to be out there on Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever day it is, having a, having a load of fun. You know, keeping our aging bodies in tip-top condition. Hopefully we're going to all enjoy the season.
Well, that's very much appreciated, Grant. And let's hope the weather improves dramatically and we can get all these games in. And let's hope it works. There'll be some teething problems, I'm sure, but it's got a chance. So,
great stuff, David. And you know, just to reiterate what GT said about all the fantastic work that goes on behind the scenes, which sometimes people don't fully appreciate, but we do. So, and we appreciate you coming on here as well and sharing all the information. So, let's look forward to a great season.
Thanks very much. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Cheers, Dave. Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers, Trevor.
So there we go, folks. I hope that explains to you how the over 60s and 70s competitions are going to work in 2024. There will be a test on this later. But congratulations to all those guys working alongside Dave on the National Committee who have made this happen and given you all what you all asked for, which is more cricket, more competitive cricket all the way through the summer. So let's hope that the weather... is really great, and that makes it happen. So this is going out on April the 16th, so there's 1 week to go before the over 60s first 11 kicks off. And for our next episode, which we're planning to go out on the 22nd, so the day before the first 11 competition is due to start. I know the second, third and fourth 60s and the 70s competitions don't start till May, but we've got last year's over 60s first 11 winning captain, Mark Shepherd from Surrey, who's coming on the podcast to tell us all about how you can win that championship. So we look forward to Mark coming on that next episode. Don't forget, if you like the podcast, then do please subscribe to it. It makes it means that you don't miss an episode. And via your podcast app, you can find the show scroll down and there will be an opportunity to leave a rating or review. And that would be great, because that will help us climb the cricket podcast charts. It means more people find the podcast. And of course, you can do your bit for us as well by telling all your teammates about the podcast and sharing it. And if you'd like to come on this podcast, or you know someone who would make great value as a guest, then drop us a note, podcast@trevorleemedia.co.uk. Thanks for listening. See you next time.